From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. The U.S. president speaks to the people of Kenya. U.S. President Barack Obama says Kenya is at a crossroads filled with peril, but also with enormous promise. President Obama is wrapping up 3 days in Kenya. Today at the Safaricom Indoor Arena in Nairobi, he spoke to the people of Kenya about their future and their part in a united society of all religious faiths and all ethnic backgrounds.
I want to say particularly to the young people here today, Kenya's on the move. Africa is on the move. You are poised to play a bigger role in this world as the shadows of the past are replaced by the light that you offer an increasingly interconnected world. And in the light of this new day, we have to learn to see ourselves and one another. We have to see that we are connected. Our fates are bound together.
President Obama is next traveling to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. On Tuesday, Mr. Obama is due to make the first visit by a U.S. president to the headquarters of the African Union. Syria's president, in a speech broadcast live on state television today, acknowledged that the military has given up some regions of the country as it battles insurgents and offered justifications as to why. We must define the important regions that the armed forces hold onto so it doesn't allow the collapse of the rest of the areas. President Bashar al-Assad said, "We are not collapsing. Defeat does not exist in the dictionary of the Syrian Arab Army." But the ranks of the army are dwindling through deaths, defections, and increased draft dodging, something the president has acknowledged. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Turkish soldiers were killed and four were wounded late Saturday in a car bomb blast in a mainly Kurdish province in southeastern Turkey. Earlier in the day, Turkish fighter jets hit Islamic State militant camps in Syria, while other Turkish forces targeted Kurdistan Workers' Party sites in southeastern Turkey, and airstrikes hit PKK rebel locations in northern Iraq. Turkish officials say the raids in Syria are aimed at creating a safe zone throughout a vast area of the northern part of the country. The prime minister said Saturday, Turkey's security operations will continue as long as necessary. Authorities in northeastern Afghanistan confirmed today the Taliban has captured a key military base in overnight clashes after more than 100 Afghan security forces surrendered to the insurgents. The fighting in the area of Badakhshan province erupted Friday night when scores of rebels staged coordinated attacks on several security outposts, the provincial police chief told reporters. He said border police forced personnel at the base surrendered to the Taliban. Around 800 migrants rescued from boats while trying to cross the Mediterranean have been taken to Sicily. Most of the migrants, mainly from Sudan, Eritrea, and Syria, were taken to port on Norwegian and Irish vessels as part of the EU's rescue efforts in the Mediterranean. Lieutenant Commander Daniel Wall is the Irish ship's captain.
We'll be working closely with the Italian Marine Rescue and Coordination Center, and we'll be here and deployed until towards the end of September.
More than 6,000 athletes from 165 countries have gathered in Los Angeles for the Special Olympics, a competition for people with disabilities. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports on the games, which got underway Saturday and continue through August 2nd.
The Special Olympics torch, called the Flame of Hope, is nearing the end of its journey of thousands of kilometers. It is part of a fundraising effort for the Special Olympics movement by law enforcement agencies. The opening ceremony for the Games will be held at the opening site of the 1984 Summer Olympics, the Los Angeles Coliseum. The Special Olympics Summer Games are held every 4 years in a different city. The last were held in Athens. Competition features 25 sports from aquatics to track. The Games were started in 1968 by Eunice Kennedy Shriver, the sister of President John F. Kennedy, and the movement has grown to include millions. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
A federal judge in Los Angeles has ruled that the Obama administration's detention of illegal immigrant children and their mothers violates a nearly 20-year-old court settlement. The judge has ordered the department to free the families. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.